Hey everybody, Jay Young here, Jay Young Show, and I'll tell you what, I'm very, very excited. I mean, Nancy Lieberman, who's better known as the GOAT of women's basketball. Hey, I'll say that. She won't say that. She's very humble in whatever thing she does. And I tell you what, I've just really enjoyed getting to know her. She's a great person, beautiful person inside and out. And she just celebrated a birthday, which I'll let her mention that if she wants to. But I tell you what, Nancy, you know, not only has grown the sport of basketball for women's basketball, you know, she's also cared about a tremendous amount of people, and she's helped millions. I mean, Nancy, let's just talk about millions. I don't know. Nancy, let's talk about the first thing. And I know we got Big Three. Your mentors were Muhammad Ali, good friends with Kobe Bryant. I mean, we've got a lot more to talk about than you have time for today, unfortunately. But I want to talk about the charity side of it first. Can you talk about where you came from and why charity is so important?
Charity is important to me because we have to be able to work together to help change the world and help the marginalized and underserved communities. And, you know, that means people like myself. I mean, I'm a minority as a woman, but I did grow up in New York, and I was a poor kid with, you know, no father and no guidance. We didn't have anything, no food, no heat, no electricity. So when I do things with people like yourself and so many others who have teamed up with us with Nancy Lieberman Charities, it's not just because we woke up one day and we decided, you know, we've made a lot of money, or I'm a public person or celebrity or whatever you choose to call me. It's because it's the right thing to do. And Ali taught me this when I was younger, about 19, 20 years old. He said, service to others is the rent you pay for your time here on earth. So service to others, what can I do for you? I don't want anything in return. And it's, you know, those are the feel good things. And, you know, when I think about people right now, I think about, you got to keep people interested. You got to keep people informed. You have to keep people in business. It doesn't matter. You got to keep them involved. And more importantly, you have to keep people inspired. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. I'm friends with Warren Buffett. I'm friends with people in the hood. It doesn't matter who you are. You know, there's a chance to commune and be open to listening what people's needs are. And I'll even say this, Jake. With women. Right now, women will not have equality pay in the workforce for 132 years. If everything stays the same, 132 years, and we will then have equality in pay with my brothers, men. And that seems unacceptable to somebody like myself. And when I took the job, I left the NBA in 2018 to coach in the Big Three, and Ice Cube is my boss. And one of the first things he said to me was, you will be the highest paid coach in the Big Three. You will make exactly what Dr. J makes. You'll make exactly what Michael Cooper, Gary Payton, Rick Barry, Rick Mahorn, you know, Gervin, Drexler. That said something to me. That's why I wanted to work for this man, because I didn't have to fight for equality. And there's people who don't have, they're just fighting every day just to be noticed, just to be cared for, to send kids to college, you know, to break these systemic issues that have been a part of their life. So we're just here to help people. As you know, we're here just a short time on this earth. We're all just passing through. So what can we do for other people? I'll never change my opinion on that. How can I help you?
Man, I tell you what, you are unbelievable. And you brought tears to my eyes many times just talking to you, because you do give back and you do want the best for other people. And how many, I don't know how many people know, I mean, I feel very certain that a lot of people know who you are, obviously, if they hang around me, because I'm on your board for Nancy Lieberman Charities. But not that I'm important. It's all about Nancy Lieberman Charities, because what you do every year is build these dream courts, right? Is that what? It's dream courts. You go into places that, you know, don't have very nice. Well, tell us your side of that. What? How did you get that vision?
Well, the safest place in the world for me growing up in New York City was to be on a basketball court. I could breathe. I could express myself. I was working with people who didn't look like me, was not the same gender as me, playing at Rucker Park, in Harlem, in schoolyards all over New York. And I learned to respect everybody, but to fear nobody. And it has followed me, that thought of mine throughout my whole life. I'm not afraid to make the Olympic team at 17 and be in high school. I'm not afraid to be the oldest player in the WNBA playing at 39 and 50. I'm not afraid to coach in the NBA as the second female assistant. And I'm not afraid to be the first female head coach in a men's pro league in the Big Three. And we ended up winning the championship in 2018 and being coach of the year. So you can't be afraid of your moment. Whether you're a man or woman, it doesn't matter. You have to have that inner belief, because if you don't love you and if you don't believe in you, then a lot of people won't believe in you. So the Dream Court was essential to my development and my growth as a human being. It taught me teamwork. It taught me reliability, accountability, showing up, how to win, how to lose. My DNA is to be strategic. The concentric circle of who I am is I'm a baller. But I'm a baller, and then I'm a philanthropist, and then, you know, I'm on boards, and there's so many other, whether it's TV or coaching, or, you know, first and foremost, being a parent to my son, TJ. So the sports, you know, I was in a meeting with Microsoft a couple of years ago, and I was with all these young brainiacs, and they kind of looked at me like, you know, why is Nancy here? And they started talking about STEM, and after a while to listening to all these amazingly bright young people, I was like, look, I was STEM before there was STEM. I know science, I know technology, I know engineering, and I know math. If I have more points than you, I win, you lose. But I became a critical thinker, not from my degree at Old Dominion University. I am a critical thinker because I know time, score, possession. I know how to make people better. Again, I know how to win and lose. I know art. I know angles. I know competitiveness. I got that on a court. So that 50 by 94 court molded me into the woman that I am today, to work in this society, in business, and then to help others, right? Lift when you rise. So we have 123 of these dream courts, we call them, because it was my dream to be on a court. I felt safe. And, you know, I was saying this with Deion Sanders a while back, and he calls me Fancy Leaves. So he said, Fancy, in the Black community, you got to have a church, you have to have a school, and you have to have a court. And then you could put your housing around that. But that has to be the epicenter of this community where they can learn. They can be faithful, but they can also, you know, be in a healthy environment. And that's what we've done. As you know, 123 of these dream courts all over the country. We have over 5.3 million children on the courts. We also have added, over the last 7 years, education. We have STEM. We have financial literacy. We have kids and ops program, career readiness, and civic engagement, where kids from the community shadow first responders, deputy mayors, they go to forensic labs. We're trying to get kids engaged. The Dream Courts have, you know, first they became pop-up classrooms because you could be free to ask a question and not feel any, you know, pushback or consternation that, well, you're not that smart. We now look at these as universities where people come together. We, in civilization, are used to communing, being with people. Nobody wants to be segregated. We are trying to bring people together to exchange thoughts and ideas of what you can be. And I think about it all the time, like the role of leadership has changed. You know, a lot of times it was, as you know, strategic planning and organizational operations. And now, it requires soft skills, emotional intelligence, right? There's EQ and IQ in basketball also, and it translates into the business world. There's emotional intelligence. there's EQ and there's intellectual intelligence. And when those two worlds mesh, now you're cooking. And now you understand how to work with people. And Jay, you're like that. You have really great strategic skills, but you also have soft skills. You know how to make people feel good about themselves and how to work together. And emotional intelligence right now is a critical component in sports, in me coaching. If I don't have emotional intelligence, I'm going to lose my locker room. And I have to care about my players. If I'm in the business world, and I am, and I work for billion-dollar companies as an ambassador, whether it's being a global ambassador for Pepsi or global ambassador, you know, for Pfizer or other companies, you have to have that skill, and you really have to have a component of effective leadership. And everybody who's watching this in the business realm, you have to be better today than you were yesterday. Kinder, softer, the next generation, you know, they're not as tough as we are. It doesn't mean they're not as smart. It's just KYP, write this down.
KYP.
Know your personnel. If I know that Jay can't catch a bounce pass, don't throw a bounce pass to Jay Young. If Jay wants the ball up here, give the ball to Jay up here. Set people up for success, not failure. So KYP, know your personnel in business and sports and in life and love and whatever you choose to do. And I know I went long on that.
That's awesome, Nancy. Hey, you can, you're the one that has a cutoff in about 10 minutes. But so, you know, I want to make sure, Laura, whatever, we need to put some dream courts up here, because I go back to that because I know there's tons of things we can talk about, and I hope to have lunch soon. And we catch up, and man, it's just incredible. But we've got a big fundraiser coming up in September. We're gonna need more money for Dream Courts, and we'll throw some Dream Court pictures up during this broadcast or before. But you know, not only do you go in, this isn't like you're going out and building a brand new basketball court with buying the land or whatever. You're going into old basketball courts that have been run down, and you're going in and putting in new turf. You're putting in new colors. You're putting in new basketball goals. You're putting in everything, but you're also
refurbishing.
Okay. Yeah. But you're also handing out 30 to 40 basketballs, and you're having policemen come out and have basketballs in their trunks and passing these out. I mean, what a great thought. I mean, man, getting the kids to know the policemen passing out all these. I mean, when you came to one of our meetings, I can't remember which one, but you came to one of them and you said, "Hey, who wants to buy 50 basketballs? I've got, and I mean, everybody raised their hand. But it was like you wanted to make sure that cops could go to a basketball court, one of your dream courts, and pass out basketballs because you want, you know, hey, it's a lot better than the alternative, right?
Activity. We're trying to get cops and kids to build a relationship. We're trying to bridge that. So we're looking for simple things. Yeah, well, not every community has a dream court, but there are community policing and cops that drive around both men and women in their police vehicles. So we put basketballs in the trunks. We've given over 1,000 basketballs around the country to different police jurisdictions where they can pop the trunk, see a kid. Doesn't even have to be a dream court. See a kid on a court, throw the ball, shoot. You know, talk to the kiddo for a few minutes and then say, "Hey, here's my card. If you or your family ever need us, keep the ball, enjoy yourself." You know, drift, drift, pour, pour, show lead with love and kindness. And maybe that generation of child is not angry or been indoctrinized that cops are bad. Then all cops are not bad. Okay. All people are not bad. Right. There are some pretty crappy people in this world. But I'm looking for the good people, and we can find them together. You know, all the pillars of what we do, Jay, you know this because you're on the board. The Dream Court was my safe haven, you know, to learn and to educate myself. We've sent 100 high school seniors to college. If we can get you to college, that's the greatest networking machine in the world. You won't have to go to all these little networking things that people do all over the country. You'll get to the... If you get a scholarship to play ball, or just to go to college. You're going to meet new people, new ideas. You're going to build relationships. You never know who's going to be your next boss in life, or you might be somebody's boss in life. We stay close to the students that we send to college. They have my cell. They have my email. They have to give me 4 hours every semester where they have to go and spend time with a first responder. In whatever their interest is, it could be a TV station. It could be police. They have to shadow these people for 4 hours. And then usually that person becomes their mentor because they do that, you know, once a semester. So we do want to make sure that you have a little skin in the game. We do racial and social justice lecture series. We go to HBCUs. I think it's important for us to hear, you know, from our brothers and sisters in the Black, Brown, Latino community so we can understand how we can help you. And we've been doing this, and it's been fantastic. We go into schools we did 4 high schools and 4 colleges each year. We shop with a cop twice a year where we take 100 kids. They go into an Under Armour store, and they get a $250 gift card. And we have police officers from all different jurisdictions. And the police officers, the kiddos, we put them in teams, and they shop with police officers. And it makes the police feel so good to be able to be humanized to kiddos. So there's so much that we do through the charities. And we want to be on a super team. So if anybody is, you know, if this is resonating with you, go to nancylindmancharities.org. If something hits your heart, team up with us. We're only as good as the people who care about us and want to do something different. I really think Warren Buffett said this to me a long time ago. And I asked him, I said, why did you give? And we were at the Berkshire Hathaway shareholders meeting where I had spoken. And on Sunday, all the people that come in from out of town, I was probably the only billionaire not at the Omaha Country Club, Jay. And, you know, Bill Gates was there, all these amazing people. And I asked Warren, I said, Warren, you've known me for 25 years and you've known Bill for 11 and you gave him $37 billion. How would that be? And then I said, why would you give him that type of money? He goes, I've always wanted to help people on a significant level, but I didn't know exactly how to do it. And he did. And I entrusted my money with Bill Gates and the Gates Foundation. So if you want to give and you want to do things for people that are significant, we're here. We're that people. We're deeply entrenched in communities. We've been fortunate to get grants from the DOJ for our work with police and communities. And if you don't, just pray that we continue to do our work and we stay healthy and we're fortified in our effort, because we never want to get, you know, fatigued helping somebody.
Right. I tell you, Donald, you have done so much and brings tears to my eyes thinking about all the things that you've done for so many different people. I mean, my goodness, I think about it and I Google and I learn a new story, or I talk to you about, you know, just, you know, when you met Bill Gates, you had no idea who he was, or about all the different other celebrities that you touched. And then you talk about, then your real core and your real fondness, I guess, comes from when you're helping other people, you know, and you're passing out those basketballs or doing whatever. And that, to me, that's who you are. I mean, it's, you know, you're a great person. You got a great heart. I don't know what really drives you. What does really drive Nancy Laborman, man, to get up in the morning, to, you know, here you are first thing in the morning, you got 15 things to do. The last question probably of the day, because I know I've got a limited time, and I'd love to have you on again soon, in a few more months. But what is it? Because we need to get the word out. We got September, I think it's September 18th.
Dream Ball. Dream Ball is, so we have Dream Ball. That's our big fundraiser. Our Dream Ball Gala, it's September 16th at the Bomb Factory.
Yeah.
And then that's a Saturday. And then Monday we have our, you know, Nancy Lehman Charities Celebrity Golf Tournament over at the lakes at Castle Hills in Carrollton. It's a beautiful private course there. But we take that money, 80% of the money that we raise from Dream Ball goes right to programming. It's not like, you know, half the money we raise goes to administrators' costs. That is not how we roll, and we will never do that. So we're here to help kids, but we're honoring Dick Vitale, the great Dick Vitale, and pray for him because he's overcoming throat cancer for the second time. And I try to talk to Dick every couple of days just in texting. But he's so super excited about coming to Dallas. And we'll have 600-700 people at the Bomb Factory. Join us. Be a part of us. We're a family. We have fun. We're raising money, but we have fun with one another. We are not stuffy. If there's anything, Jay knows this. We are not stuffy. We laugh. We're fun. We're sarcastic. Maybe a little too much, but I'm from New York. But there's a lot of truth and a lot of goodness in what we've done.
Yeah. That's one thing I noticed. I did notice the first thing because, I mean, here I am, Jay Young, and I met you, and you didn't, you know, who are you or what can you do for me or whatever. It was just I reached out and I said, hey, love what you're doing with charities. I'd love to help with the Dream Court, which we did. And then I said, let's go to lunch. I'd like to know more about you or whatever. And you're like, yeah, hey, I mean, you're not available. You have like 3 weeks or 4 weeks from then or whatever, but and you schedule me in for a little. But hey, you know what? You're out there and you want to do the best for people and kids. And I've just never seen it. I mean, I've worked with a lot of charities. I'm on a few boards. I've just never seen anybody with a heart that Nancy Lieberman has that says, hey, you know what? I want to do the best. Every day you wake up and you're like, what can I do today to help kids? Whether it's send them to school. I mean, you talk about you're the only non-billionaire there. You definitely got billions, Nancy, in emotions and your EQ, IQ. You're worth billions and billions of dollars because you've helped so many different people with all the different, with helping people with scholarships or just talking to them or treating everybody the same. I mean, you're in a class of people that can talk to Warren Buffett or Muhammad Ali. I've heard some great Kobe Bryant stories from you. I mean, you're that person, but then you're also talking to a five-year-old girl and trying to teach her how to spin the ball. One of your famous things at all your dream courts is you twirl the ball on your finger and you try to help them. And I'm like, Nancy, let's go. Come on. Okay. No, let me help. One more person. You know, it's like, Nancy, we got to go. We got, you know, hey, Nancy doesn't care. She says, I want to help them. I want to help this person twirl a ball on their finger. I'm going to sit here as long as I can. And you do that. So, man, kudos to you.
There are other people out there that that want to help and do things for other people. And I'm inspired by other people. I'm inspired by young people, and just giving them just a solid foundation of, you know, what they could be. And then they have to be who they are. And really, the only difference between a good day and a bad day is your attitude and your belief. And when I'm having a crappy day and it happens, I think about what can I do for somebody else. And it takes the focus off of me and it puts it on somebody else. But those are things that I learned from Muhammad when I was in my teens and early 20s. I mean, he gave me some valuable lessons. I had 37 years with Muhammad Ali. I don't know why he chose me, but I'm just trying to, even now, 7 years after almost 8 years after we lost him, I'm just trying to do things that make him proud of me and using my calling. I mean, I love to do what I do. I want to be wildly successful because if I'm successful, then I can help other people. That's just the way I see it.
And you do it every day, Nancy. I know we need to wrap up because of schedules, but I want to have you back on really soon. I know everybody, hey, go to nancylabermancharities.org. Get with me, get with Tracy, get with Nancy. You know, we need money to help more people. And there's a lot of people out there that have money that you know, want to have a vehicle to help people. And I guarantee you, if you get involved with Nancy Lieberman, you're with a winner. See, I'm getting a little emotional there. But
you're amazing. I mean, that's sure. Why I hung out with you, because from the day I met you, there was something different about you. You're a big, strong, successful, wonderful guy. a good father, a great husband, but more importantly, you have such an incredible heart. And, you know, I want to be on that super team of people that care. And you epitomize that to me. So thank you for blessing me in our friendship, but even to want to be a part of our board and our mission.
Absolutely. Nancy, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You're awesome. I wish you all the best this weekend in Memphis with your Big Three. We need to talk more about Big Three, but we can't do it today. But give us a...
On CBS. Yeah. Watch it on CBS.
Oh, isn't that awesome?
Yep. Third game CBS, I think 4 o'clock.
Yeah. And you will not... you'll be very entertained with the Dr. J's and Nancy Lieberman's walk. Ice Cube was there. I saw last week on TV. I mean, it's just... It's a great deal. You'll see all your ex-heroes, still heroes. I shouldn't say ex, but ex-NBA heroes of today. So, everybody, thank you so much for coming in today. Nancy, thank you for your time. I look forward to catching up here really, really soon, and best of luck.
Thank you. Thanks, Jay. I appreciate you.